Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Keith Mayer and Wally Mead continue their What's New in System Center 2012 Configuration Manager, SP1 series, and in today's episode, they discuss how you can manage AppD5 virtual applications. Tune in as they demo its new capabilities, as well as walk us through a deployment of a virtual application in Config Manager 2012 SP1. Keith, the mic is yours.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of TechNet Radio. My name is Keith Mayer and I'm an IT Pro Technical Evangelist at Microsoft. Back with us today we have again Wally Mead from our System Center client management team. Wally's one of our senior program managers on that team and really an all-around config manager guru from way back when. Wally, it's a pleasure to have you back again with us.
Always a pleasure to be here, Keith. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you as well. Well, today our topic is using System Center 2012 Configuration Manager, SP1, and looking at new features around managing virtual applications. So, Wally, I know a lot of the IT pros that I work with have had some great success with System Center Configuration Manager 2012, managing virtual applications that have been sequenced with AppV4.6. What new features are in Service Pack 1 for managing virtual applications?
Great question. To start with, just so everybody's at the same baseline, the core version of AppV that we support now in Service Pack 1 is 4.6 Service Pack 2. So that's a change from the RTM release of Configuration Manager where we supported AppV 4.6 SP1. And there's no feature functionality change from 4.6 SP1 to 4.6 SP2. The entire reason for moving to the 4.6 SP2 platform now as our minimum support in our SP1 is that is the version that is minimum supported for Windows 8. So if you want to use Windows 8 clients and do AppV integration, you have to have at least AppV 4.6 Service Pack 2. But functionality-wise, it's exactly the same as all you guys are familiar with from the AppV 4.6 SP1. So that's the first change. But the more exciting change is now the support for AppV version 5 and some of the new features that AppV 5 gives us in the support of virtual applications.
Ah, okay, great. And so for supporting AppV5 and some of those new features, are there specific features of AppV5 that you're really excited about that you think IT pros will be able to leverage?
The most exciting thing about AppV5 that people are pretty pumped up about is the what AppV calls as a connection group, which we inside the Configuration Manager console term a virtual environment. And this is a scenario that allows two uniquely or sequenced applications to now interact with each other. So in the AppV 4.6 world, if you sequenced application 1 and then you separately sequenced application 2 and you deployed both those applications to a client computer, they could both run at the same time on the client computer, but there was no interaction between those two virtual applications. They were all in their own isolated bubbles. And the same thing happens by default with AppV5. So if you still sequence App 1 and App 2 independently and deploy them out to a client, they're going to be unique, isolated bubbles. But now with the AppV connection groups and how we implement those through Configuration Manager's virtual environments, it will allow those two virtual bubbles to communicate with each other, sharing common registry and file system information. So in essence, you could have a application opened up. It's a virtual environment with a document in it, and that document then could utilize resources from a separate, uniquely sequenced application that was running at the same time.
Ah, okay. So great scenarios, great capabilities for scenarios that might involve different applications that either need to interact or maybe plugins for applications or whatnot. Is that the kind of scenarios that you would see that the virtual environment supporting better?
Yeah. And the thing is that with the old AppV 4.6, it relied on, we tried to do that a little bit with what we call the dynamic suite composition, and it just didn't work really well. So realistically, what had to happen in the old AppV 4.6 days is that your configuration manager administrator who's doing the application deployment and your application sequencer, they had to work in conjunction so that the config man guy would say, hey, Keith, my end users need to use not only Microsoft Office, but they also need to have Microsoft Visio available to them so they can edit a Word doc with a Visio diagram in it. So you as the AppV sequencer would have to sequence Microsoft Office and include Visio in that sequence application. So it was a lot of coordination between me, the configuration manager, application deployer, administrator, and you, the AppV sequencing guy. And now with the AppV5 connection groups, virtual environments, we don't have to be coordinated at all anymore. So as long as you sequence Office and then you sequence Visio, if they're the same virtual bubble, great. If they're separate virtual bubbles because you sequence them at different times, great. I can take that and create the virtual environment through Configuration Manager, and my users can have what they need, which is the ability of editing a Visio diagram inside a Microsoft Word doc when those are two separate applications.
Oh, great. Okay. So that provides a ton more flexibility than we had in 4.6. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it really does.
And if I'm an IT pro and if I've been using AppV5.0 in a standalone fashion and I want to begin using it in the context of Config Manager 2012 SP1, is there a way to easily bring in those packages and bring in those connection groups as virtual environments in Config Manager 2012 SP1?
So sure. So what we'll see when we get to a demo here is that we now have in ConfigMan 2012 SP1, we have two new type of applications for virtual apps. We have AppV4, which is the 4.6 SP1, SP2 applications, and now we have AppV5. So first thing we would do is you would just take whatever sequenced applications you have in whatever sequencer you created them, in the 4.6 sequencer or the 5 sequencer, you would just go ahead and create an application out of what you've already sequenced for your standalone environment. So that you just basically import them directly into Configuration Manager and bingo, you just deploy them off to your clients and away they go happily doing their work. Now as far as your connection groups, if you created those for your standalone AppV environment, then what you would do is we have documentation up on TechNet that'll walk you through the procedure of creating your two or three or however many applications you have that are AppV5 sequenced, create those as applications in Configuration Manager, and then we give you the procedures in there how to create a virtual environment that would basically be the same as that connection group you had in your standalone AppV 5.0 environment. So yeah, okay. It's very easy to take what you already have, leverage all that work you've already done, and then deploy it and manage it through Configuration Manager in a centralized environment.
Okay, great. So let's say I've gone through the process of sequencing an AppV5 application, and I'm ready to define an application package in Config Manager 2012 SP1 so I can deploy it through Config Manager. Would you be able to spend a few minutes to walk us through some of those basic steps in the Config Manager console, Wally?
Absolutely. I got an environment right here. We can go ahead and kick over there and do that and show you what we're talking about here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Okay, so here we have my Configuration Manager 2012 SP1 console, and we're in the application node of the software library workspace. And you can see I've got some applications already created here, and I just did some prep stuff so we didn't have to create a whole bunch of stuff. So what you would traditionally do is, first thing you'd want to do is, in order to deploy an AppV application, you'd want to have a dependency to state that only try and run this virtual application on a client that has the AppV client installed on it. So another one of the cool things that we have in Service Pack 1 with AppV5 is that if your client already has AppV 4.6 SP2 installed, you can also load the AppV 5.0 client at the same time. So your client can run both an AppV 4.6 sequence application as well as an AppV5 sequence application on the same client computer because they have both agents running at the same time. So that's very cool. So what I've done here is I've created the installation package or application for the AppV4 client, and that's this one right here. So it's Microsoft Application Virtualization Desktop Client. That's the AppV 4.6 application. And you can see that it says it has two deployment types there. And those two deployment types are, I created one for 32-bit installation, one for a 64-bit installation. And then right above that, you see that I have the App V5 application. So there's a separate client agent for App V5. So I went ahead and created those, and I would create those and set those as dependencies for my virtual application. So I've got a couple different applications here. So I've got Rich Copy. Rich Copy is an App V4.6 sequenced application. And then I have Office 2007, which is my first App V5 sequenced application. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to create a separate application so we can do the virtual environment. So I'm going to go ahead and do a create application, and we're going to switch to a different deployment type. So now you can see the different deployment types. And the ones we're interested in for virtual applications are these two right here, App V4 and App V5. In the RTM release, the top one, Microsoft Application Virtualization 4, we just labeled Microsoft Application Virtualization because we only had one version back then. And now with SP1, we've renamed that one to 4 for 4.6 and then App V5. So I'll just show you the App V4 version first, because if you were to take an App V4 application to pull in the content for it, your sequence application, what you actually look for is, and here's the application I've already created, but you're looking for this file right here. You're looking for this manifest XML file. So that's what gets created out of the results of a 4.6 sequenced application. It creates this XML file, which is what you import for an App V4 application. App V5 applications don't do that. So when I switch this over to an App V5 app, and now I go and switch my source to primary one, lab files, and I'm going to import Visio. What we're now looking for is the new file extension of App V. So you can see that it's, instead of an manifest XML, you're pointing to the App V file, which is from the output of the App V5 sequence application sequencer. So we'll take that, let me go back there, and we'll take that App V file, and we'll just say this is Visio 2007, and we'll call it Microsoft, and bingo, we've got our application created. So very simple. You just path it to the appropriate type of file. App V4, you go to the XML file. For App V5, you go to the App V file. So it depends upon what type of application you grab the appropriate type of file. Now that I've done that, what I would do is I go to the properties of this application that's created, and I go configure what I need. For example, if I want application catalog metadata to appear for the end user, I'll say this is an application, so I'll put it in that appropriate category. And if I want to have a URL for the users to go find more information, I would path it to an appropriate location, whether it's an intranet location or an external location out on the web. For example, in the real environment, you do a Microsoft.com/office, and then that would take you out there. I'm not on the internet, so. And some sort of text, click here for more info. And this is Microsoft Visio 2007, keywords for searching. I would just say Visio. And that's my end user stuff that we'll see in the application catalog coming up. About the only other thing I really need to do is go to my deployment type. And you can see it's got a deployment type, and it's the technology is App V5, so we know it's specifically an App V5 sequenced app. Take that and then put any kind of requirement rules I want. So if I want to say it requires this amount of memory, or I have to be in this group, or I have to be logged on at my primary computer, I would go and put in whatever kind of requirement rules I want. And those are just the same for any type of application. But I want to make sure that I have a dependency on the App V client. So I'll go here and say dependencies. I'll do an add App V5 client agent. I'll add the application I want. So I'll take the App V5 client, and it's one deployment type. I'll add that in. And now I'm saying before I can run this virtual application, I have to have the App V5 client installed first. If not, go ahead and install it, because it has that automatically install set to yes. So it would go ahead and install the App V5 client agent if the computer didn't already have it, provided it met the appropriate requirement rules for it. Now, also you notice here, you could, if I know I'm going to be connecting this application with another one from the beginning, I go ahead and create my connection group right away from here and do that, my virtual environment. I'll go ahead and do that separately. So I'll just go ahead and click OK and OK. And now I've got my two different virtual applications. I got Microsoft Office, which does not include Visio, and I have Microsoft Visio, which two separate applications that are sequenced. Now, if I want to create a virtual environment out of those, we have a node here in our console, Virtual Environments, WrapV. So I just go ahead and create a virtual environment. So this is your connection group. You're basically recreating that connection group that you had created in your standalone environment through Configuration Manager. So I'll go here, create a virtual environment, and I'll say Office and Visio. I'll even try and spell it correctly. I'll add in what applications I want, and I'll say Office 2007. I'll click Add. This looks very much like adding the dependency that we just looked at. So I'll say Office and the one deployment type for it. Click OK. And now I want to add a separate application, Visio 2007. I'll click Add. Take that application and its deployment type and click OK. And now it shows me that if I have Office 2007 and Visio 2007 on my client computer, allows those two applications to go ahead and integrate with each other, share file system and share registry information. So very, very simple process to go and create that virtual environment through Configuration Manager.
Wow, that is easy. Yeah, that's a lot easier than it was with 4.6 to do something similar. Yeah, that's great. So now that we've got the AppV application defined and we've got the virtual environment defined and the two applications associated with it, if we wanted to go ahead and deploy that out to clients, is that just like deploying a normal application in Config Manager then?
No, you don't actually deploy the virtual environment, so I'll go and deploy Visio. So I'll do a Visio deployment. So I'll deploy that application. You notice I've already deployed Office 2007. So if I go look, click on it and click deployments, we'll see that I had previously deployed it just because so it was staged out there so we didn't have to wait for two applications to get down there. So now I'll go ahead and deploy Visio. You see it's not been deployed. So I'll do a deploy. And I'll deploy it the exact same way I did Office, which is I'll deploy to the All Users collection. So it'll appear in the application catalog. I'll put my content on a distribution point. And I only have one in this test environment, so I'll select my 1DP. And then I'll make this an install of the application as opposed to an uninstall. I'll make it available, which means optional. The end user doesn't have to run it or install it if they don't want to. So I'll leave that. I'll make the content available right now to the client. I want to display in Software Center and display all my notifications. And I'm not going to do any alerting. Summary. And then I'm all done. So now I've got a deployment for Microsoft Visio down here. It's available and to all users, and it's 0% compliant because we don't have any information yet from our end users.
Sure.
Where you can see, obviously, the Office application, I deployed it. I'm 100% compliant. My client did run that application successfully. So it's all deployed. The connection group goes along with that. So it would go down as a user policy to that end user. So now we'll go ahead and switch over to my client computer and we'll see what it looks like in the application catalog, and then we'll go ahead and launch off the two applications and we'll hopefully be able to see the connection group working.
Okay, great.
All right, so here's my Windows 8 client computer, and on the Windows 8 client I'm looking at the application catalog and you see those two previous applications I had created and deployed prior to our demo. So here's the rich copy, which is the AppV 4.6 sequenced application, and Microsoft Office, which is App V4. And I've already installed those, so on my client computer, if I were to go to the start menu, here you can see Rich Copy 4, and you see way down at the bottom, you see it really quickly, you see it streaming, and the application was launched, and it launches off as a 4.6 virtual application. And if I close him, great. Now if I go to Office application, it's already installed as well. So if I go back to the Start menu, here you can see the Office applications, and I have some applications available to me. So you can see them all in the Start menu. Now what we want to do is get Visio in there. So we'll just go ahead and refresh the application catalog. And the application catalog is going to go out there and check to see what new applications are targeted to me as a logged on user, as well as the any user groups I'm a member of, in this case all users. And now we see that it has found Microsoft Visio 2007. So now I've got the three applications. If you've not played around with the application catalog before, in the upper right-hand corner, it shows you who you're logged in as. I'm logged on as user one. And the lower left-hand corner, it shows me what my company name is. And I just put in Wally's Test Environment. I can browse for applications by category, see all, or I can go by apps. And it would just show my Visio and Office. Or I can go by tools. It would just have rich copy. I can go by publisher. And in this case, I only have Microsoft applications, but you can help you filter out your applications that way if you want. You could also do searching. So if I know I want to do some file copy, I could type in copy here and then do a search, and it filters out to only the applications that are appropriate for file copies. Or if I want to do Visio, and so I can do the searching there. I get metadata, so I can go click this application down here. Here's the click more for more information. That would take me to the whatever URL I pointed it to. In this case, it's a local IIS website, which we don't really care about. But again, it would be Microsoft.com. If everything's great the way I want, I just go ahead and click the install button down here in the lower right-hand corner. You see install. I'll just go ahead and click it. And it says, are you sure you want to install? I say yes. Give it a moment to create the policy that's necessary to install this application locally on the client computer. So it's evaluating the requirements to make sure I meet the requirements of this application, including the dependencies. In this case, it was the AppV5 client agent. It says my installation was started. And so I can go back to the catalog, and if I go and clear out my searching, then I would go ahead and see all my applications again. I can go ahead and minimize that. My application is starting. The install has started. And then in a moment, I'll get my balloon notification saying that the application is installed and available. This is a Visio, so it didn't take that long to install it. But, it just depends on how big your application content is, how long it's going to take to install the application. So when it does get installed, we'll get a dialog box will pop up and say that Visio 2007 has been installed and is ready for use. So that should appear here any moment. Then the next thing that we'll have to do is, because of the fact that I installed the Microsoft Office application prior to the connection group being created, Microsoft Office isn't aware of the connection group. So I need to do an application deployment re-evaluation cycle on the client computer. So that's something I'll go ahead and kick off manually. It would happen automatically. According to whatever your schedule is. And we should be able to see here in Software Center, our application is installing. So here you see Visio 2007 is installing, where it says the other two applications are installed already. So when that guy gets done saying installing, oh, it's done installed right now. So it is installed. So we're there. We're ready to roll. And now if I go to the Start menu, I should have Visio sitting out here somewhere on my Start menu. Somewhere out there. And if I just go Visio, oops, I guess I hit enter, so it launched it off. Just going to go ahead and launch off Visio already. There, it's launching off Visio. So it's there, and Microsoft Word is also there. So now what we'll do is I've got a document that I created, and I think it's right here, AppV sample document. This document has it's a Word document that has a Visio diagram in it. So if the virtual environment is in place, the connection group from AppV, I should be able to go ahead and take this diagram and then do an edit on it. So if I take the Visio diagram, do a right click, Visio object, and then click edit, there we go. I have the ability of editing this application inside a separate virtual application. So I'm running Microsoft Word, which is uniquely isolated in its own bubble, and Microsoft Visio in a separate application that's been sequenced. And the reason I can do that, and here it's launching off Visio, and I don't really care to finish that off. The reason I can do that, I don't need this anymore, is that we have the AppV connection group. So here's the AppV5 client agent. I'll go ahead and load it for you and show you the connection group has been created and pulled down to the client agent. So traditionally what you would do, or what we expect you to do, is you'll sequence your App V5 applications. You'll create them as applications inside Configuration Manager. You'll go ahead and then create your connection groups or App V virtual environments right away, and then you deploy those applications, which will bring down the virtual environment. And that's what we did in this case. So here's our overview, click Virtual Apps. Here are the two virtual apps, Office and Visio. So it shows me that I have those two applications that are available. And now if I click on App Connection Groups, it shows that there is one connection group available, Office and Visio, which is the one I created. So if I don't have this connection group there, I would not be able to edit that Visio diagram that's inside my Microsoft Word document, because they'd be separate virtual applications and there'd be no file system, no registry sharing or communications integration between those two virtual apps. So that's what the virtual environments gets you, or the App V5 connection groups. So just you create your virtual apps, you then create your virtual environments inside Configuration Manager, you deploy those virtual apps, and then the virtual environment gets brought down to the client and will be available when they launch off those virtual applications, like what happened here when I launched off Visio.
That's awesome. What a powerful and easy-to-use feature. Thanks so much, Wally.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Wally, for those great demos. It looks really easy to leverage the new App V5 features within Service Pack 1 of Config Manager. I'm excited to try it myself. But if I have an environment where I was running System Center Config Manager 2012 and 40 sequenced some App V4.6 applications and brought them into Config Manager as application definitions, and then I upgrade to Service Pack 1 of Config Manager 2012, is there an easy path for being able to migrate those application definitions so that I can leverage App V5 sequences for those same applications going forward?
Well, yeah, there is. And as I showed you in the demo, there are two different ways of creating those applications. So you could still keep them as App V4.6 applications in our Service Pack 1 release, and then just ensure that your client agent had both the App V4.6 SP2, it doesn't work with SP1, but App V4.6 SP2 and then App V5.0 agents installed simultaneously. And then you could run either version of application you had. But if you do want to consolidate and run everything under App V5 and not have to have the two different versions of App V installed in your client and not have to think about those apps, then the MDOP team, the App V team, they did create a converter that will let you convert over App V virtual applications that were sequenced with App V4.6 over to be the new App V format, so that you can import them as App V5.0 applications. So I've not personally tried that tool, but I've heard from our team here that it works really well, and it's a fairly simple process to go through and convert over your applications from the old Manifest XML App V4.6 format to the App V5.appv files that we need to are importing in the App V scenario, so that you don't have to go out there and resequence all your applications. They have a converter app for you that will go ahead and help you automate that process.
Oh, great. And then after that's converted using the converter, it's just a matter of bringing that in as a new application in Config Manager console and selecting the App V5 application type. Is that right?
Yep. And then pointing it to the .app V file like I showed you in the demo. Other than that, again, you can leave them there. So when you upgrade from the RTM code to the SP1 version of Configuration Manager 2012, you can still leave those old apps there. Just have to have the dual agents running on your client computer, and then deploy an App V4.6 app versus an App V5 app, and just remember what type of app it is, and just verify that the client that's receiving that, or the end user's computer, has the appropriate client agent installed, and they can run either version of the application. But if you want everything App V5, then to make it nice and easy, and you don't have to remember which versions and so on, then it's do that converter to convert over your 4.6 apps, the 5.0 apps, deploy them as you saw, and off you go running away.
Yep, and if we wanted to leverage the new virtual environment capabilities, then we'd have to convert any of those apps that were maybe previously sequenced with 4.6 over to 5, bring them into Config Manager, and then we'd be able to leverage the virtual environment capabilities for those apps as well, right?
Correct, yes. The virtual environments only work with App V5.0 apps, not the old 4.6 apps. That is right. Absolutely correct.
Right. Okay. Yep. Great. Great. Well, some really powerful capabilities, and I'm really excited to try out AppV5 in terms of the new SP1 Config Manager console for 2012 myself. Wally, thanks so much for joining us again today. It's been great talking with you about managing virtual applications and System Center Config Manager 2012.
It's been a pleasure, as it always is. So anytime, it's always a great talking with you guys.
Great. Thanks so much. And thank you, everybody else, for joining us today for our for another episode of TechNet Radio. Feel free to join us for upcoming episodes where we'll be talking with Wally and some of the other client management team members on other new features with System Center 2012 as well. Thanks, everybody.